When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's Go Otsko.
And I'm in quarantine.
At home. Hello and welcome to Let's Go Otsko. I have a question. Were you all raised to speak up for yourself? To speak your mind? Were you? Because I've been trying to think if I was, and I don't think I was. All the settings that I can think back to that I was in, whether it was I was at my dad's place, or at my mom's place during their divorce. In both households, it was people that were always like, just blend in, don't speak your mind. Even if something bothers you, bottle it up because don't you want a job? And it's silly that my parents told me this. Everybody in my family is always like, just stay quiet, blend in. Just get that raise, okay? If you cause trouble, you might never make money. It's always about money. It's always about, you know, do the family proud, okay? Don't stand out, Otsko. Don't stand out. But then they named me Otsko Okatsuka, all right? They were like, don't stand out, Otsko Okatsuka. I was like, okay, I'll try. Linda or Mom. My entire family went on and chose English names for themselves. It's like you did want me to be the black sheep, okay? No wonder I do comedy. You never wanted me to blend in, and that's okay. And that's why I speak my mind. I have a job where I talk to people. I use my mouth. I use words, you know, and opinions. The very thing my family was afraid of all of us using. And I'm thinking about this because my guest today is Yasser Lester, and I've been respecting how much he just says whatever he thinks in such funny ways on his social media. And I'm always like, God, I wish I was like that, you know, where I was brazen and I didn't give a fuck, you know, and I could just be like, hey, you know what? You don't matter. And I'm just like, how does he have this confidence? It's amazing. No one can fight back. It's so sincere and it's still hilarious the way he does it. And it's not like bullying. It's more just like this confidence that he exudes. So I was very excited and honored to be able to sit with him and talk today. Yeah, so Lester was a writer on Black Monday and Duncanville. He also acts in both of them. He also writes on Black AF, which is on Netflix right now. And he also actually acts in that. I feel like he just writes and acts in everything he touches. He's amazing. I can't wait for you to meet him. But first, if you're enjoying the episodes audibly, you can watch the entire episode on video at Patreon if you join at patreon.com/letsgootsko. All right, without further ado, here's the episode. I'm so excited to be here with my guest, Yasser Lester, everyone. Oh, wow. Oh, crowd goes wild. Hi, Yasser.
How's it going?
It's going like this, where I'm screaming into the abyss to an audience that's not there. That's how it's going.
No, there was multiple claps, so you can't try and lie to me. I heard
it. You know, it's a lot of putting on wigs lately, which I've seen that you have a nice collection.
I was gonna say, you're talking to Wig Daddy over here. You're talking to Wig Poppy. I got a few.
I know, and it's a nice collection too, if I may.
Thank you so much. It all started like my mom moved to, I'd been living in LA for a minute. Then my mom moved out here and she was like, I just want to go to like wig shops. So I was taking her all these wig shops.
Yeah.
And I just started documenting when I was there. Uh-huh. And then I shot a short film. My girlfriend, Chelsea Devantes, wrote and directed this short film where I had to wear a wig. And then I've always And then when I was younger, I'd wear like my grandma's wigs. So I've just always been, I've been orbiting wigs just like in life always. And so I've always just kind of had like a collection.
Yeah.
Just because they're like $4 on Amazon. Like I'm not like, you know, getting like lace front. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm getting like cheap, bad wigs. And then
those are hard to upkeep. Like the cheaper wigs, you know, that aren't like real hair or whatever,
right,
real
human hair.
It gets tangled easily.
Yeah.
You know, I have to brush them constantly. You know, it's, yeah, it's, do you have them like on a mannequin head, like nicely?
No, they're in a bag. All of them are in one bag. And like, I mean, they're cheap. Yeah. So it's like the hair is just like Velcro and plastic. So you're just like peeling these things off of each other. Then you like take them off and like you have like a weird like allergic reaction across like your hairline. You're like, oh, I shouldn't have been wearing this. Do you have a wig that is your favorite that you're most proud of?
I do have a wig that I am proud of just purchasing just because I was going to maybe pull it out. Ryan, do you have that? Do we have that blue wig around here? Oh, yeah, it's up there, Ryan.
Yeah, let's see it.
It's a proud purchase. I don't know how it looks on me, you know?
Doesn't matter. But you, it brings you...
It brings me joy. Touching it because it's like, it's real human hair or whatever.
Yeah.
It was a more expensive purchase than usual.
Let me say something. Number one, wear it more. Number two, this is going to sound like a... Oh, did you get it at the... I think it's called the hair... It's either called the wig shop or the hair shop on La Brea.
I did.
I swear to God, my mom and my girlfriend have that wig, but the shorter bob cut one.
They do?
They both have it. You guys, y'all all need to get together for like a shoot. That would be fire.
Wow. Oh my God. And so they don't share one. They both have a separate.
They separately have the exact same one.
You know what it is? It's a nice color. And and the roots is dark.
Right.
So for me, it looks more like natural. When I put my bangs away, of course, these bangs.
No, I was going to say, like it blend, at least on camera, blends so nicely that I'm like, oh, yeah, like that's how it's supposed to be. Like you're rocking it a little bit back. I like that. I like what's happening.
Yes, sir. You're going to make my head even bigger. Before we started recording, I was telling you how I've had a big, how all my life, you know, my parents always told me, you have a big head. But that's good because you have a big brain. That means you're smarter than other people. And then it got to my head, you know, because I was like, oh, I have a good memory. I know I can retain more information.
Yeah.
And then there you were telling me where we met.
Yeah.
And how long we talked for.
You knew. Yeah.
And I didn't remember. And it's, I blame my parents.
Yeah. Because also Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Was there.
Ryan was also there.
And doesn't remember meeting me.
Oh my God. Yes, sir. But how can we make this up to you?
No, you don't need to. It's just, I want to say this. And here's why I bring it up. And I don't know if we need to go into the full conversation.
Yeah.
But
you
know, when like conversations like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't care. But you know when people are like, we've met, and you're like, I'm sorry. Like I don't want to have to be the person who feels bad because you weren't like memorable enough in that moment, I guess. And like it's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, you know, there are times, like, what if I would have met you, like, on a down day when you were just, like, kind of on your phone? I'm like, hey, how's it going? You're like, fine. And then I didn't remember you a year later. Like, that's fine. You know
what
I'm saying?
I agree.
Like, I don't think we should be guilting each other as much.
Yeah, I never, I've always been on the other end where people are like, you don't remember.
Yeah,
it's fine. You don't remember. Or people have been like, it's fine. It's fine. We'll do this over again, you know? And I'm like, my God, in between me meeting people by just watching them on the TV, I get that mixed up all the time with real life. It's like we technically meet new faces, thousands of them from the TVs we watched to the movies we watch. You know what I mean?
And yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, to just me scrolling on Facebook, I feel like, you know, I know a lot of geriatrics through Facebook. Mostly it's like my in-laws friends, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know which ones I've actually met or not.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You know? Makes sense. One of my friends, in a very embarrassing way, went up to a dude in a movie theater and was just like, you're like my friend Jamie's homie. And the guy was like, I don't know a Jamie. And he's like, yeah, man, Jamie, like, you know Jamie. That's how I know you. What's up? My name's what? Like, he keeps going on. And then as he's talking to him, he realizes he's not friends with his friend Jamie. And the person he's talking to is Jaleel White.
Yeah.
Steve Urkel. And I was like, how did you not get that sooner? He was like, I knew his face. And for whatever reason, my brain went to like friends with Jamie. And so he just kept like hammering at home. And Jaleel was like, I don't know a Jamie. I just don't know one.
I wonder if that happens to people like him all the time, you know?
I'm sure of it.
Where the first few times you do go home and you think you're crazy. It's like a form of gaslighting someone, and where he's like, which Jamie? He's like, which Jamie does this person know? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And well, it's also, you feel bad because like Jaleel probably wants to be like, I'm one of the most famous sitcom actors of all time.
Totally.
But he can't say that, you know what I mean?
Right.
So he has to be like, oh, I don't know a Jamie. I'm just a regular guy.
Yeah, totally, totally. Where, man, I don't know what that feels like, you know? I'm probably always the Jamie character in this kind of scenario. Where it's like, my friend Otsko, you know, just because it's like a unique name. If you remember it, you remember it, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, my friend Otsko. And it's like, this bitch is always in a story where she's not the main character, you know, but is
always. But she makes an appearance.
She makes an appearance.
Verbally or otherwise.
For 30
and
seconds.
That counts. I will say, when I saw you, you were like the belle of the ball. It was like, you know, you ever been somewhere like you, at this point, we've done comedy long enough that you're in places with, you know, like famous people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And even though everyone's pretending not to be looking at the famous person, they're all looking at the famous person. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or everyone's pretending that they're having their own conversations, but they're all looking at Paul F. Tompkins.
For sure.
That's what was happening at the party we were at, is that everyone was like, they were guided to your conversation.
And
I remember I kept looking. That's all. That's all you should know.
Come to find out, what if you were at my place? Sometimes we have parties and we just open it up, but it was not. You said it was at Tanya's house.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That part I would vividly remember. I would at least know where I was.
Hey, yes, sir. Remember parties?
I do, and can I say?
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye. I don't, like, that's code. Like, you want, think about this, because you were just saying you just opened up your parties.
Mm-hmm,
think about
true.
Right now, the idea of like just four people who you're not super close with just being at your house, the level of panic you would have now. It's not worth it.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know what? There were things that I already dreaded, like about a regular party anyway.
Right.
What do I wear? How long do I have to talk to this guy that's just friends with so-and-so's cousin?
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
who is a cinephile, a self-proclaimed cinephile. How long do I have to talk to this guy? You know? And I'm stuck in a corner. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's true. Like
at your own house.
Yes, exactly. At my own place, I have a tendency to get myself trapped in that kind of conversation.
Oof.
I don't know why. I even got these bangs to tell you, hey, it stops here. You know what I mean?
But see, that's your problem, is that they need to be down here. You cut them too high. You cut them too high. So people still are like, yeah, I'm going to go talk to her.
You're right. It's supposed to. I was like, oh, this will make people think, you know, oh, these bangs, I will cut you. You know what I mean? But it's a lie, sir. I am the opposite. Now, you, though, you know, you online will intimidate a bitch. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, Yasser will cut you out of his circle if you even try to, you know what I mean? If you try to front, you know what I mean? And I respect that because I'm not that kind of person. I can't.
Oh, I just think that, like, I think, A, you need to be that kind of person. We live and work in, like, the weirdest circumstances as is, and we're always dealing with people who are lying. And it's like, I would rather be known for, like, being mean, I guess, than being someone that you can just, like, lie to and, like, walk all over. It's like, I was raised, like, mad poor. Mm-hmm. I've done all the, like, being nice to people to, like, try and, you know, be included or whatever, you know. Right. And now I'm just like, look, I am who I am. 36. I don't need, you know, like, I all I care about is, like, taking care of, like, myself and my friends and family.
Yeah.
And, like, that's it, you know? And, like, you should be the same way, too. Like, you don't have to. The only people you need to service outside of your friends and family are your fan base and, like, the people who, like, come to see you and enjoy you. But, like, you know, you don't need to, like, there's so many people who lie in between, right? Who are, like, they aren't really fans. They're kind of just, like, comedy people who have an opinion or, like, you know what I mean? And it's just, like, why are you talking to me? Leave me alone. Just leave me alone. All of you, leave me alone.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And I love that your tactic is usually to call them ugly.
Because, okay, can I tell you why, though?
No. I have a gist.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've been, and it's interesting that you're saying it's like, because all these people lie. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, the underlying theme is, it is that. It's like a front. And,
yeah.
Okay, but you tell me why. You tell me why it's ugly.
It's ugly specifically because at the end of the day, there's no comeback, right?
Yes, there is.
Because it's mean. And it's subjective. Mm-hmm. So someone can be like, you know, if you're poor, you can still have confidence. Or, like, if a rich person's like, you're broke, you're like, I don't care. You're mm-hmm. ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're not ugly. The only people that aren't ugly are, like, the collective, you know, like, your Brad Pitts and your Kerry Washingtons and, like, these people, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
That we've all decided are good looking.
Yeah.
But, like, to just a rich person or just someone on the street trying to be mean to you, just like, you're ugly. And they're like, no, I'm not. You're like, well, you are. And that will destroy them. That's
I know.
It.
I know. Shut a person down. You're yeah. right. Because
yeah. If someone called me ugly right now, I would lose my mind.
But you get the opposite kind of DMs. You got all these people telling you you're hot.
Right. But it's always, and this isn't, I mean, it's still flattering, but it's all men. It's all men being like,
mm-hmm.
It's a shame you're heterosexual. It sucks you're not gay. And I'm like, at this point, yes, kind of.
Right, right. Where it's like just a constant reminder, like,
yeah,
only if, yes, or only if, but. So it's hard to take the compliment just as like, I'm hot, you know? It's
right,
more like,
exactly.
I'm still falling short in your eyes.
Right, exactly. It would be like if I played basketball and everyone's like, you're the best baseball player, but I'm riding the bench as a basketball player.
Like, totally. All right,
thanks.
Yeah, we're on the wrong.
Yeah, wrong sport.
Exactly, yeah. That's so interesting. So for me, I guess my thing is, instead of calling someone ugly, if I want to uh-huh. shut them down, I'm yeah. very self-deprecating. Usually I just say something really intense, like,
yeah, yeah.
Well, I never wanted to be here anyway. And they
okay,
stop.
But wait,
they
do
stop.
You mean, but do you mean like the current location or like life itself?
I mean like life itself. And then
right.
the people, you watch them crumble if you say that.
Yeah, like I can imagine. Yeah.
No, for sure, for sure. And I'm not talking about suicide. It's more like, you know what I mean? If someone's like
yeah, yeah.
being just trolling or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And won't stop. I'll just be like, well, guess what? I never even wanted to be here anyway. And then it's like you call them ugly, you know? They're like, oh, shit. Well, you know, honestly, like, I didn't care that much, you know? You know, like, there's a lot to live for, you know? Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, suddenly it's like,
yeah. then it's a thing and you got them. And that's all you want. It's all about winning.
It's all about winning.
It doesn't matter how old you are. You just want to win.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Can I say this, though? Like, I can't believe you get deterred or shaken. And, like, this is me. It sounds like I'm joking, but I'm being sincere. Mm-hmm. Like, you're very, you know, like, you're very confident. Like, you put up, like, twerk videos. Like, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of, as someone who projects as much as you do, mm-hmm. right? And as someone mm-hmm. who is public as they are, it feels quite the opposite that you would even remotely care what people think.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's, maybe it's, well, some people put out stuff because they do care. Some people put out stuff because they don't care.
Right.
I guess I'm just the first kind of person. The first thing that I said.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like I do care and I want to, I'm so sensitive. Honestly, that's why, like, you work so much in narrative, you know, writing a narrative, and you watch so much TV, and I respect it. I saw your list that you recommended.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, this is a good list. And I have a hard time watching narrative stuff. I don't know if it, like, it hurts me too much. I get too scared. I get too wrapped up in story. I don't know. This is me falling apart on you.
No, I want to go. Let's do it.
Well, I have a question. Okay.
Yeah.
So what were some of the TV shows you watched when you were a kid growing up?
Okay. So, like, I'll leave off cartoons just because, I think everyone watched all cartoons just because they were a thing, you know, mm-hmm. when you were a child.
I'm like cartoons. I'm like, that's the only things I have on my list. Keep going. Keep going.
Okay. I watched, like, a lot of Fresh Prince. Mm-hmm. I watched a lot of Martin. I watched a lot of Living Single and Living Color. I would watch, like, a lot of Kung Fu movies. I watched, man, I'm trying to think of, like, the goofier, like, there's so many, like, goofy, like, shows that I watch. I mean, like, there's also, like, the TGIF stuff, you know, that, like, that people watch.
A lot of that's goofy.
A lot. Yeah.
SNL, yeah.
I watch a lot of SNL. I'm trying to think. It's so weird because, like, the shows that I'm, like, remembering that, like, aren't just childhood, I'm like, oh, I was, like, closer to, like, my teens or something like that. You know what I mean? But
right.
But those were, like, the definitive show. Oh, like, the Chris Rock show,
mm-hmm.
Which was, like, a talk show he had on HBO back in the day. It was, like, my favorite show. I still will, like, go back and revisit it. It was only on for, like, 2 seasons, but it was just, like, the funniest thing I had ever seen.
So a lot of comedies. You stuck to comedy.
Like, late night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien's late night show. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like that, I think.
Well, that stuff, all of that stuff I can watch and I like. A lot of the stuff you named were also, like, well, late night stuff, not super, I guess, scripted, you know?
Right.
I like that. Like, it's got to be lighthearted, goofy.
Yeah.
And I think, so I'll miss out on a whole season of something because it's, like, too much emotion or something for
me. Yeah, but I'm with you on that. I'll say this. Like, right now, like, I watch a lot of comedy just in general just because I enjoy laughing more than pretty much anything else. I'll either watch that or, like, a documentary because it's, like, if I'm not reading, at least it's, like, I feel like I'm learning something.
Yeah.
And then, or I have to watch, like, a science fiction thing. I can't, like, you know, people will just be like, oh, I watch Law and Order. I'm like, why? Like, you want to see someone pretend to get raped and murdered and then, like, someone pretend to figure it out? Like, that's crazy.
That, I know. There's so many. I feel like most of the world is that kind of people, though. Like, people who like figuring it out, you know.
Yeah.
My process is I get really off on figuring it out. Like, some people... You know what I mean? Like, and I'm more of like, I go for more emotion. So like, talking about the pandemic, I talk about like, I worried about people who get depressed anyway, you know, people who are going to get more suicidal thoughts during this time. Let's connect with people more, you know? And then there's some people who are like, the pandemic is about, okay, I get really excited thinking about if someone in my circle gets it, figuring out where they could have gotten it. You know, that kind of brain where it's like game night all the time. Does that make sense? Where it's like, I like doing detective work. Well, you're a psychopath. You're a psychopath.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe I'm crazy, you know, for saying that, but I don't mean to be insensitive, but some people just like the process of, you know, oh, don't you get, you know, the numbers have doubled. The numbers have doubled today, have tripled. Yeah. That means we're not flattening the curve. And I get it. That's important information.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think those kinds of people like watching like Law and Order.
Yeah. Yeah. I have no desire to it's the same thing for me as like people who play army video games, you know, the games where it's just like Call of Duty and stuff. I'm like, wait, you're just, cause like I think the first time I heard of like Call of Duty, I thought it was like, you know, in space or something. And then someone was like, no, you're just like in Afghanistan. I was like, what? Like,
I know.
You're just fully pretending you're in the war on terror? That seems crazy to me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like entertainment that is like of current life. I just don't.
Yeah. I will admit, I do have one game. It's the only game I'm good at. So I like it. It's simple, where I just wait tables. Addicted, to be honest. Diner Dash, Cooking Dash. I think it's called Cooking Dash.
What is this on?
It's just your phone. It's an app and it's called, and all you do literally is these customers sit down and they get mad if they don't get their food fast enough. So you're just like, yes, sir. Yeah, just bringing the food.
That is the, okay. Have you ever been a server?
I have never been good enough. I've only been host. I've begged them to make me waiter. Never got that raise.
Okay. Well,
that's probably why it's me.
Well, no, I was gonna say I've been a server, and not to say that would deter me from it. It just gives you night. Like to this day, I'll have like dreams where I'm serving still.
Yeah.
So like, it seems a little crazy.
No,
that there's a game.
No, it's me showing. I was like, God, this is me like being privileged or something, you know.
But wait, because there's like other games where it's like you pretend to be a construction worker and you have to build a building and you know whatever. But here's my question: like the game. Is it like, where's my chicken? And you like go to the back and grab the chicken and like bring it back to the table while you have to like refill drinks at a different table? Or is it just like...
Yeah. I have to cook though too. So it's also me cooking. It's like a one person operation.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And so it's like I have to cook the chicken whilst I get someone else a drink. Chicken's cooked. I bring it to the other customer.
Yeah.
Ooh. Another customer just sat down. He wants steak. Now I gotta go grill it. You know, it's a lot of just walking back and forth, putting things where they need to be, you know. And yes, sir. Yeah, it's people have been like, you're psychotic. Do you know how many people, blood, sweat, and tears wish they could, you know, have a different job? It haunts them.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Either way, look, as... I like that you're like, hey, Ryan, I just need to decompress for a little bit.
I need to serve. I need to serve angry customers who are going to yell at me.
It's so great. You know what I do? We do Mario Kart. We just...
Yeah.
Or Uno. We've been like real, real into Uno. Are you an Uno head?
I just saw the photo. I've been deep diving on you, okay? I know you've been playing Uno. I know everything about you. I am trying to keep a poker face where it's like, I don't know a million things about you, Yasser. You know what I mean? I'm still like, so what have you been playing? Totally know you've been playing Uno, okay?
Okay. Let's talk about it.
I haven't played Uno in a while.
It's It has brought me mm-hmm. so much. I'll say this, like, this is the deeper, bigger umbrella statement, is that, like, I know we're in a pandemic, and yes, I truly mean this. Mm-hmm. I wish no one got sick. I wish no one was dying, you know, but there was absolutely a cause and effect of the lifestyle that we lived. And I do think that this virus is part of that. Absolutely. I think that people don't credit Earth for being like a sentient thing mm-hmm, and knowing mm-hmm. something's wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so however it happens. And now we are with this virus. Right. But I say all that to say that I like the simplicity of life again. I do like that, like, if you go outside or and go on a walk, or if you happen to need to drive to the grocery store or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. I like that, like, the sky is clear. And, like, I like that there's, not too many people out there. I like that the grocery store feels like people just getting their things and, like, leaving in a calm fashion. It doesn't feel like this mad dash to, like, grab everything and go, you know, like, and that it's not super packed. Like, it, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So all that being said.
Bringing
Uno
it back to simplicity.
It's the personification, or, you know, card personification of what I think life is right now. It's like it's
where you have simple. One single card left, one single thing left. Isn't that the premise of the game?
Yeah, you just have to get to one card. Say that you have one card, and then put down that card if it matches the deck that you're
which I don't know if it would work in real life with other things, you know.
What? Oh, like, I have one slice of pizza left. Like.
And then you expose, you show that vulnerability to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. What if you had to do it every time, like, your account went under $25? And you had to tell everyone you know that your account balance is $25. And everyone's like, thanks, Atsuko.
It would change friendships a lot.
Oh, yeah. Mine for sure. People would stop asking me for a lot of things if they realized how many times I got that email a week.
Totally. I like it in the form of an email. That's funny.
Yeah.
Or
you're the one who's like, hey friends.
Yeah, hey friends. I only have $25 in my bank account. Again. Yeah. Yeah. It's your girl. Hi.
Yeah.
Uno. Whatever.
What it do? It's the big boss dog. I got $25. I got less than $25. I'm not going to tell you how, what the amount is.
Yeah.
Less than that.
Have I won yet? I think, I don't know. I don't know how to play Uno, actually. So you have one last card, you put it down.
And then, it's the idea
and
is to have
you've
zero
won.
Cards.
And
yeah.
You've won. That's right. Yeah. That's yeah. right. It's such
it
a,
like,
it's so.
It feels like you.
It feels like what?
It feels like you would dig Uno. It's like, it's bright, it's fun, there's energy.
It's very Buddhist philosophy.
Yeah.
I don't need shit. I don't want any of these things.
Right.
Get rid of it.
Right. And then the idea being that when you're left with one, mm-hmm. you're left with yourself, you let it go, and now you've returned to the ether.
That's right. Yeah.
Your earrings are so dope, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. Handmade by this girl, City Girl Beach Bum in Texas.
Okay.
What am I doing? Shout outs for?
Hey, that's nice.
Sponsored. Yeah.
You gotta tell her.
I love people who are crafty, because I'm not crafty. I don't make things with my hands. I don't.
Oh, Atsuko, you gotta do something.
What do you do? Besides, well, you play physical games.
Play Uno. Mm-hmm. Before all this stuff was happening, mm-hmm. me, my mom, and my best friend, his wife, Heather, we were taking a sewing class.
Oh.
So I learned how to sew a clutch, and I learned how to sew a tote bag.
Oh my God.
And so, like, we were, like, heading into, like, t-shirt territory, and then this thing happened. Now it's like,
right.
What am I gonna, you know, how do I handle this, you know? So
your lessons got halted.
Yes, and we donated the sewing machine. My girlfriend did like the nicest thing and got me a sewing machine for my birthday. And then we just, our apartment wasn't big enough and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I was trying to learn at the like sewing place first before I like really dug in at home. But pandemic happened. And so we donated it for now so people can like sew masks.
Yeah. Oh, that's.
So, yeah.
Props. No, yeah, you gotta halt your own lessons sometimes.
You know?
I like sometimes that you were making...
the lesson is halting the lesson.
No, it's true. That is true. How come you were making a lot of things that held things? You know what I mean? You were like tote bag, purse. It was there
like syllabus. Like, you know what I mean? It was their curriculum. Because I would have jumped in and been like, how do you make like pants? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they were like, right. Nah, you got to learn how to make a tote.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah.
I understand.
I wish I had more for you.
You know what? I wonder if that's why Etsy is a lot of totes. And I wonder if it's people who just got out of that curriculum. They were like, I learned one thing, now I can. Yeah. You know how a lot of people are like that?
Yeah, yeah.
They get confidence. They're like, I took one lesson, now I can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would absolutely. It's also like, it's that thing where it's like, just get good at one thing. If you get phenomenal at one thing,
yeah,
make some money, honey.
Yeah, people sometimes like just a minimal, you know, Etsy store, minimal menu. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is all you do and serve.
Are you a minimalist? Are you a consumer? What's your vibe? Do you like a lot of things? Do you like not a lot of things? Do you like new things? Do you like retro things?
I'm very minimal. I'm minimal in aesthetic. The things, but I'm kind of a hoarder mentality.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what's that mean? But not like, I'm not into like retro stuff necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I like just like pop color, bright, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of it, you know, like I'll have too many things sometimes and have a hard time letting go.
Yeah.
You know, like the Marie Kondo, that bitch did not rub me the right way. You know what I mean?
Yo, me either. Like, I just, like, here's the thing, the philosophy of it, I get it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If something doesn't, like, it doesn't immediately like cause a reaction in you, sure, get rid of it.
Yeah.
But for I you know what it is, it's I hated the people that reacted to her more. It's actually not her, it's that people were like, she's really smart, and I'm like, you didn't know not to keep garbage in your house.
That's true. It was like a very normie mentality.
Yeah.
And in a way, because she was there and she was the guru, like, it's like she was enabling that kind of normie thinking where it's like, wow, you know, I don't know what it like. Yeah. It's like you're enabling them to think that, now they've seen the light. So it is a crazy thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not absolutely crazy. It's not a crazy thing to get rid of stuff if you need to.
Right.
If you're buried under it, yeah.
Just get rid of it.
Yeah, it's not a crazy thing.
Yeah. It's like you don't have closet space. Get rid of the things.
Yeah, totally.
That you're not using.
Totally.
I don't know. But is that just us? Are we Are we being too rude or too are we being too judgmental?
I don't know. Yes, there's sometimes, you know why? It's because for me, they were like, she knows all, you know. And I'm like, every auntie in Japan is we have a Marie Kondo. Every family has four or five Marie Kondos. Okay, they all talk like that, soft spoken, and they all ask you if something creates joy in you. If not, throw it away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So, was that the show? Was the show just her throwing things away and people crying?
The show was just her recommending. It wasn't just recommending, and then she would go away for 30 days as you just had to deal, you know, she would just give you suggestions about what to do, like an assignment.
Yeah,
at
yeah.
the end of the 30 days, you should have done it. But it's not like, it's not like Queer Eye where it's like more like
right.
intrusive in that it's things are actually being done
right.
by the person.
Right. That's crazy then.
Yeah, she's so just,
it,
yeah.
It would be like if on The Biggest Loser, the trainers came in and said, all right, you guys, you better not be fat in 30 days. I'm going to be back.
Bye. I know. Bye. Yeah, here's a regimen. It's like, so it was, you know, I think it made her more like mysterious because it was like, who is this sensei walking in?
Right.
And so I think I got extra annoyed about that where it's like, God, it's always like just a mysterious, soft-spoken Japanese girl.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and my aunt would have done the same thing, but actually thrown shit away. By the end, it would have been a screaming match between my aunt and the person, you know? Just her calling them, you hoarder, you trash. That's what I want to see. That's what's good TV.
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
You know?
Interesting.
Yeah, sir, can we play a game really quick?
Yeah, please.
Okay, all right. I'm going to sing some American songs in Japanese.
Okay.
And you have to guess which song I'm singing. Okay. These are like top 40 hits, former top 40 hits, but I will be singing it in Japanese.
But are you keeping the melody?
I'm keeping the melody. I'm not doing some weird crazy.
Okay. I'm just asking.
You know, it is a cappella, you know.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Fine.
I always like to forewarn the people, you know. So far, people have done okay in this challenge.
Okay.
I'm not a great singer, and my Japanese is questionable. So,
okay.
Here we go. Okay, ready?
All right, here we go.
Okay. Baby, anata, anata wa aishiteru, anata dake hoshii, anata dake mieru. Come on, baby, anata, zenbu agemasu, itsumo denwa dekiru. Are you getting any ideas yet, or?
No.
Zenbu stop shitai no ki, watashi no ai on top. Woo!
Oh, it was love on top.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Ding, ding, ding! And that's a point for Yasser. Okay, what gave that away? Was it the on top?
On top. Well, Nas, is there not on top in Japanese?
There is, but you mean like where they literally just say on top?
No, I'm saying like, is there not a Japanese
word for
it? Yeah,
it's mostly like something is sitting on top or you place it on top. But just to say on top is kind of...
Gotcha.
Confusing, you know?
Gotcha.
It would have to be like, are you first place, second place? Kind of that.
Gotcha. You all know? Right. Yeah.
Okay. Here's a... This one might be a little more difficult, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Because the melody is like very hard for me too. Anyhow, I'll stop making excuses, okay?
Okay. Just go for it. Yeah.
Watashi wa yabai. Johina buji racheto. Namaiki fukigen kitanai. Yeah. Baka gete iru. Doshitano? Doshitano? Yeah. Watashi wa yabai. Johina buji. What do you think, Yasser? Do you feel...
I mean,
how
like,
are you feeling
I'm
right
hearing,
now? Are you okay?
I'm hearing like okay. something bougie ratchet.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like something bougie ratchet. It weirdly feels like an Ariana Grande song or something, but I don't think that's right.
Does she get that ratchet? Yeah. To the point she says the word.
Because even like that song, like Seven Rings, she's like, I want it, I get it. So I,
right.
it's like... I don't know. I gotta say, I don't know.
Okay, all right. And that was Savage by Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh! Number one, tight. Number two, you could play like 40 Meg Thee Stallion songs, and I think I might only get one. Like, I can never place her. And not that, like, it's no fault of her own. I just, like, never. I know her voice as, right. like, a feature when she's featured on something.
Right.
But I don't think I, like, listen to her songs. Does that make sense?
Totally understood. Yeah. And yeah. and again, like, it's hard to, when there wasn't, it's not really a melody. It was, like, a beat.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But I gotta say, I hope you do at least 3 more songs right now, because I'm having the best time.
Watching me just sweating over here. No, just
it's like, but even hearing it in a different language is just like so. My mom lived in Japan for a number of years before I was born.
Yeah.
And so, like, I mean, I
did she,
I don't
what
know.
Happened? She fell in love, or was she in the military?
No, she went over there to model. She was like the only like black lady there. And oh. so, like, she has like all these like cool like modeling pictures. And then wow. she came back. But I don't know what the proper term is for like a Japanophile, but I, you know, like, I've just always been very enamored with the culture. So like when I just like even hear you speak, I'm just like, it's so cool. It's just cool. It's cool that you also like have that anchored within you, you know?
Thank you. My God. You know, I wish I had something like that, like this to help me when I was learning English, you know?
Yeah, yeah, of
so,
course.
So my TV shows when I was growing up was like cartoons. It was Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Fuck, what else? Scooby-Doo. I mean, and then just like I watched a lot of Nick at Night. So it was like a lot of very like, you know, Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Wonder Years.
Yeah.
All the things.
Oh, see, those are like kids shows, right? I think that we could have like. Right. Like Salute Your Shorts, Are You Afraid of the Dark? The Adventures of Pete and Pete was really big for me. I loved that show.
I missed that. Was that a cartoon too?
No, it was this weird live action show on Nickelodeon about these two brothers named Pete and Pete, and they were both redheads, and like they lived in this weird surreal town. It was very cool, but anyway, I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize.
No. Yeah, so things like that. But some of the Nick at Night stuff was because it was like reruns from past decades.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't relate to it, but I was desperately trying to. I was like, how come? I was having a hard time. I was like, I was learning English from it, but I was like, this is so weird. I didn't know people acted like this, and I couldn't figure out why it was not relatable to me. And it's like, because I'm watching 6 white people who, you know what I mean? Who
right. In the
live in a
70s. Big ass
home.
Yeah.
yeah. In the 70s.
Yeah.
And like the worst thing that ever happens is like someone threw a baseball in the house and
right.
the window broke. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I was undocumented living in my uncle's garage. Swear to God, that was that was my life.
Yeah.
And anyhow, I was going to maybe do some TV show tunes for you then.
Oh.
But that would give it away. It's some of the shows we already
talked
about.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Here's 2 more songs. These are also yes. top 40. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Nonderu. Nonderu. Nondara chotto crazy ni naru. Kangaeteru.
Drunk in love.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one's really not easy, but, you know, it's just.
Yeah, it has a, you can. Even if you don't follow the melody, you follow the cadence. And if you don't follow the cadence, you can follow the melody. It's like a very, it's a good song.
It is a good song. One of my faves to do on karaoke. This second one is very hard.
Okay.
If you get this, so far, Yasser is, you got 2. You got the 2 Beyoncés.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the one of them, you got it because I said on top.
Yeah, on top, yeah.
Okay, all right. Another top 40, ready?
Yeah.
Not right now, sometime in the past. Okay. 2人の女の子がいる。他の女のことが知ってる。彼女たちは僕を殺す。多分パラノイだけです。
Oh my God. Here's the thing. If you're going to do these, you need to start... skipping the title of the song.
Sometimes it's undeniable. You cannot. Sometimes it's...
There's not even like a close word for paranoid.
Oh, it's too long. It doesn't fit in the melody. You know what I mean? It would be like... kangai sugiru or something like that, you know? Gotcha, that would throw the song off.
Yeah. Anyway, so yes, Paranoid by Ty Dolla $ign.
Not everyone knows it.
Yeah.
That was a crazy song where I was like, what's happening?
The crazy thing is that it's either the two choices are that A, he is paranoid, or B, that he's mad at two women because he cheated on them.
I know. He's not. Yeah, it's like you're not just being paranoid. No, you did this.
And I used to say this to my brother too. I'm like, the fact that that song exists with zero accountability is very funny to me.
No, totally.
Like, he's like, these two bitches came to the club.
You're like,
why are you at the club if you're cheating with two people?
Totally. And it's like you really set yourself up for it, where he even goes, both of my bitches drive Range Rovers. Why are you buying them the same car? Of course they're gonna find out. Like, you are trying to have them find out about each other, you know? You told them to go to the club at the same time, probably. You like this drama, and that's okay.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, but don't
I love it though,
you know? Here's a get to know you game really quick. Okay. So it's a bit of a setup. You know, I've been enjoying talking to you, Yasser. Okay. So imagine yourself in Tokyo. Okay. So you're in Shinjuku, Tokyo. Bustle, hustle, bustling. Lots of lights there. Okay. Overtaken by Yakuzas though. Notoriously run by Yakuzas. Now, so you're in Shinjuku post pandemic. All right. And you find yourself just wandering the streets. You're having a great time. You're there by yourself for some reason. And you go down these staircases that take you to an underground bar. Okay. And what you found yourself in is a situation where you have accidentally walked into a Yakuza meeting. All right.
Okay.
And they're like, whoa, 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 who is this guy? Okay. Yeah. What is this guy? They don't trust you. All right. So they tie you up.
Okay.
Sorry. They tie you up on a chair. Okay. You're now held captive. There's no Wi-Fi down there. They've taken your phone. They say, we will give you one chance to prove that you're not a spy. All right. You tell us who you are. Okay. Who you are. You have three sentences. Okay. You can tell them. What do you say? So, and then the Yakuza head is like, I will send my right-hand man to go to the nearest place with Wi-Fi and Google you and make sure this is correct. What do you say?
I would be like, clearly, I've already given them my name, right?
I don't know. Did you while you were in there?
Okay.
I'm Yasser.
Well, okay, but I'm just saying, like, if they're like, we're gonna Google you,
right?
I would say, like, look, this is crazy,
right?
Go to, you know, first look at my name,
yeah,
and then go to my Instagram account, which has my name and pictures of me, as you know, and then I think you could just be like, go to IMDb or like something that shows your workflow that proves that, like, oh, this dude can't be a spy. He's like working on like world's dumbest crooks for like Spike TV or whatever. You know what I mean?
So that's what you would do. You would give them your name, Instagram, and IMDb.
Because it's like, here's my thing is like, I don't want to put anyone I know in danger, because I would be like, look up like my mom or my girlfriend or like, you know what I mean? But like, you don't want them going directly to see what they're about. So it's like, you have to do the things that like stay close to you. Cause like, again, like that's like the closest thing I have to like anything that would be like a biography is at least it says I'm like from Marietta, Georgia. It says my birthday. It says, you know, like, All the dumb general stuff. So that's what I would do. And also, I think if you looked at my Instagram account, you'd be like, this moron is not a spy.
No, that's good. Okay. Yeah. That was a very actually like also compassionate answer, because you were saying, you don't want it to affect your loved ones.
Right.
So here's a second question.
Yeah.
You're in the same situation, but 20 years ago. 20 years okay. ago. You don't yeah. have an Instagram.
Right.
What do you tell them?
Okay, 20 years ago would be, oh, it'd be what, 19, oh, it'd be the year 2000.
Yeah, and you were 16.
Right.
So you're
well, cell phones existed, right?
Cell phones did exist. Yeah, cell phones yeah. did exist. Uh-huh.
So I would say, you know, I would have I still have my mom or my best friend's cell phone number memorized. I'm very good at keeping cell phone numbers memorized. Yeah. I would probably have them call my friend. No, I couldn't have them call my friend because he would be like, this is a prank.
Well,
I would have them.
You have to take that risk.
That's true. I would actually, I think I'd have them call my mom. A, because my mom speaks Japanese.
Perfect.
So I think that would help.
Smart.
So I would be like, my mom, you can call my mom. She speaks Japanese. That'll be like the first thing that'll like tip you off. Mm-hmm. I would figure out a way. I'm trying to think if I had like a defining piece of jewelry. I think I still had a gold chain at the time. But like if I was like, ask her what jewelry I'm wearing, you know, I was always wearing I had one pair of Tommy Hilfiger jeans that I like bought at like Ross or yeah. like TJ Maxx.
Yeah.
I would be like, ask my mom what jeans I'm wearing, because she would for sure say the Tommy Hilfiger ones.
Right. To prove then, that she does know you well.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah.
then like that. Like I'm 16 and I'm not a spy. Like, I don't know what else.
But her speaking Japanese would help. And that yeah. is interesting, the Tommy Hilfiger pants. I could yeah, yeah. I could picture them, just like a little baggy, but not...
Yeah, oh, I'm going to send them to you. They're pretty baggy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were the thing people were wearing. I always thought it was so cool, but I always wore like discount immigrant pants that you could buy from like grocery stores.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, these things, I worked at McDonald's for years, and like it was like I got paid so little. I want to say at the time I legit, which feels crazy now,
yeah,
like I think minimum wage was like $4.15 an hour.
Yeah.
And I was like, adults were making that, me and an adult were making the same amount of money. That is truly insane.
I know.
But I had to save for, and again these were at Ross, and I still had to like save for like 2 weeks just because there was just like no money, you know. So
yeah, anyway. that is crazy. $4.15. I know. Yeah. Waiters made that amount like even in New York for,
right.
not too long ago, but at
right.
least there was tips.
Tips,
but McDonald's,
right. yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, it's just, oh, you're God. Out. You're just making that money.
Trying to keep a man down. And then you just,
yeah.
you got that gold chain that you kept it close to you. I just picture you, being like, this is me, my piece, you know?
It was a gift, but the chain was a gift. So it's not even like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. so anyway.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, yeah, sir. Yeah. It has been such a joy talking to you. The time has flown. It is.
Oh,
it is,
wow. I didn't realize that was an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. I've gotten to know you so much more.
Well, I'm going to go deep dive on your Instagram now.
Oh, man.
And then I'm going to do a lot of like, I'm going to find like pictures from like 2 years ago and just be like, ha ha. Or like do a little double tap, do a little queen emoji. Get ready.
Oh,
I'm
my God.
I'm going to go deep.
Oh, my God. And you're going to mess with me. I'm going to be like, oh, my God. Yeah, sir said that he likes this photo. And then the next thing you know, it's going to be like, you ugly.
Oh, my God.
You ugly and you ain't
no,
worth shit. And I'll be
no,
like, oh, he's
no.
trying to keep me humble.
But you would know it's not true. So we can't.
No.
It only works for people who are on the brink, you know?
Right, right, right. You're right.
So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank. Good to know I'm protected.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Is there anything that you want people to like, pay attention to now, especially in the pandemic, for that, you know?
Sure. I have a podcast. My podcast is called My Brother Sneaker, hosted mm-hmm. by me and my brother, Isaiah. We talk about sneakers, but it's usually just an entry into whatever big discussion we're going to have. But y'all should check it out. You know, you ain't got nothing else going on.
My brother's sneaker. Yeah. And yeah. I feel like you, so you've been having to call each other for the recordings too.
Yeah.
When you and Isaiah.
He and his wife got trapped in New York. So, yeah. So it's been fine, but it's just this, you know, we're all doing the same thing.
For sure. Yeah. But they were living out here in LA.
Yeah. And then he was working out there and then working out here, and they were clearing their apartment out and got stuck.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, lots of love to Isaiah. Listen to them. Isaiah's life depends on it, you know? All right. Well, with that said, that's been Let's Go, Let's Go. Thank you so much.